216-474-0092. Rookies are already in town. Veterans are trickling in as we speak to get the Browns ready for this upcoming football season. And we started something a little bit new here today. It'll be our quarterback rankings, our power rankings for the Browns quarterbacks. As we sit, Jeff has said that he believes it's Pickett, Flacco, Gabriel Sanders, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and then I have it Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel Sanders, and then we both have Watson in there, maybe perhaps for the end of the season. But, you know, and if that's the scenario, that it would probably be Watson over Sanders rather than Watson sitting in the fifth place spot. Is that a fair way to put it, Jeff?
Oh, let's go with that, Andy. I have him actually fourth ahead of Shadur, if by chance he happens to get healthy. But
at what point do you think Kevin Stefanski has to say, I have my quarterback? This is my number one guy. When does that have to happen? Or are we going to sit here all training camp trying to figure out, he's going to be the starting quarterback for the third and final preseason game?
Before the third and final preseason game.
So he's got a couple weeks?
He's got a month. And I'll bet you they do a preemptive strike and do it the latest after two preseason games.
Wouldn't it just be easier to rank them before the first and go at it that way?
Well, I'm sure they do. They don't need to share it with anybody. In fact, I'd be disappointed in them if they shared it with anybody.
Why? It would take the drama out of training camp for you?
No. Just in case somebody wants to make a trade.
Interesting. Interesting. All right, where are your rankings? Nelson's in Avon Lake. Hi, Nelson.
Guys, how are you?
Good. How are you, Nelson? Give us your rankings, my friend.
I'm going to go from fourth to first, and I'm going to take Deshaun out of the equation because I just don't think he'll ever play for the Browns again. That's just my opinion. But I'm going to go Shadur four. I'm going to go Flacco third. I'm actually going to put Dylan Gabriel second. And the reason why I'm putting him there is I think Dylan was Kevin Stefanski's pick, something he saw that he really liked. But I'm going to agree with Jeff. I think this is Pickett's job to lose, and he could be potentially be, you know, he could be the one guy that comes here and surprises us under Stefanski's offense. But I'll leave you with this because I know you have a bunch of other people. The Browns are doing something that, to me, it's impossible to do. You're trying to win games while you're trying to find out if you have a quarterback of the future. And I would say this season, in my opinion, will be a failure if they don't know if they have a quarterback that can take this job go forward, because they need to know if they're going to draft a quarterback next year or not. And I don't believe that you can win games and find that out at the same time. Thanks, boys.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Jeff, Nelson said there. I think we are going to know probably four games into the season. I don't know. Maybe I can't even say that because the first six games are so tough.
Honestly, I think if they can fill in around whoever's playing quarterback, I think the team can have a chance to win some games. I think the offense on paper lacks skill position talent. And I think whoever is the quarterback of this team is not going to be able to carry it by himself. So I think that they have to hope that Harold Fannin, Cedric Tillman, Dylan Sampson, those guys have to come in and step it up and be contributors. And they don't have to be stars. They need to be contributors. And if they are, then I think Joe Flacco can win some games with them. I think Kenny Pickett can win some games with them. Maybe Dylan Gabriel can win some games with those guys. And I've mentioned this numerous times, Andy. Something in the back of my head keeps saying, keep an eye on Dylan Gabriel in this whole thing. And don't be stunned if he ends up being your starting quarterback by, say, week five, week six.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I think Gabriel will have a shot to be the starting quarterback at some point during the season.
I think he might. If one of the veterans wins the job and one of the veterans gets dispatched, And then that veteran's not playing well, I think you're going to see Dylan Gabriel. I just don't want this thing to quickly end up in, okay, well, who are they going to take in 2026? I don't want to see that. I think there's enough talent on defense that this team's going to be in a lot of football games. And I think competent quarterback play can help them win some games.
You want to hear something kind of fun?
Oh, I can't wait.
ProFootballNetwork.com. You aware with it? Down with it? ProFootballNetwork.com already has a 3-round 2026 NFL mock draft out.
I'm sure they do.
You want to hear how it plays out?
Not really. But
number one, Cleveland Browns. There will be debate over whether Arch Manning will enter the 2026 draft right up until the deadline in January. While all signs and priors point towards the Longhorns quarterback returning, there is a possibility that he will declare, especially if he's likely to be the number one overall, and he would end up with the Browns. Number two would be Garrett Nussmeier, end up going to the Jets. And number three would be Medina's own Drew Aller going to the Saints. And that's their top three picks already. Pretty good to see those mock drafts are already out there for you, my friend.
That's great news.
And it is Monday. Happy. Jim is in Concord Township. Hello, Jim.
Jim.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm not going to buck the trend here, but I got a thing at the end. I'll say four is Shador, three right now. I mean, it's reality. I'm a Shador guy, but he's four. Gabriel's three, Pickett two, Flacco one. But I'm going to say as the year goes on, Shador is going to come up, and in 2 or 3 years when the Browns go deep in the playoffs, Sanders will be your quarterback.
That'd be fine by me, Jim. Honestly, Jim, okay. I don't care if it's Pickett or if it's Sanders or if it's Gabriel. I want one of these guys by, say, the 10th week of the season to look like a guy that you can say, we might really have something there. And let him play out the rest of the year and let's find out. I don't care which one it is. I really don't.
No, amen to that. No doubt. I mean, I'm a Browns fan, number one. I just have a feeling about Shador. So I'm going with it.
I hope you're right, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
I have that same feeling about Dillon Gabriel. If Dillon Gabriel were 6'3" or 6'4", he'd have been a first-round draft choice. His track record speaks for itself. But you look at him on the football field, he's not a very big guy.
Are you rooting for one of these guys then? Are you rooting for a quarterback of the four?
No. I'm rooting for everything I say about this makes it sound like I don't want Joe Flacco, that I don't like Joe Flacco.
If you're a Flacco hater, that's right, Jeff Phelps.
No, what I am is the hater of a team that needs a quarterback having three guys in their 20s not be able to beat out a 40-year-old guy. That's what I hate. That's it. It's nothing about Joe. It really isn't. Joe Flacco's fun, man. Those five games he was here in the regular season were outstanding. It was a blast. But if we have three guys in their 20s, and none of them can beat out 40-year-old Joe Flacco. Okay, great. That's my issue, Andy. That's all it is. And so I hope one of these guys can do it and give themselves a chance to become the guy.
Danny, you're rooting for one.
No.
None?
No. I am rooting for whoever is going to get this team wins. That's right where I am with this. I look at the combination of the four guys who are here. I look at Kenny Pickett. I partially wonder if the pop gun offense that he was in with the Steelers, with Matt Canada, maybe really stunted his growth. I want to see what he looks like when he comes in here, maybe with a real offense. Hey, maybe it clicks and works, and if it doesn't, oh well. Joe Flacco's 41 years old. We are looking at this through beautiful brown and orange glasses when he showed up here and took an offense that was broken and made it fine, but he threw a boatload of picks and he whipped the ball down the field and it was very much carpe diem football. And if you go back and watch it, you realize that it really wasn't that pretty and it was opportunistic. And the whole idea was throw as many picks as you want, as long as you throw touchdowns, because our defense is the best defense in football.
And
we're not sure about that this year. So I don't know if you want to live in this world where you're going to tell your quarterback, hey, go out there and just whip it 50 yards down the field and let's hope for the best. Now, granted, very fun to watch, but it's not going to end in wins.
Hope for the best.
I mean, but that's what it was. Go back and watch that offense. Oh. It was how many play action deep balls under center can you throw?
And Amari Cooper's not here.
Right, while running the ball 20 times a game. And it looked great because you were watching P.J. Walker, who couldn't throw the ball down the field, and they were basically running the triple option to try to find an explosive play. Like, that offense was horrendous. So I think we're watching this with orange-colored glasses at Joe Flacco and forgetting the fact that we loved it because it was so bad with everyone else watching it.
All right, I'm not going to lie on this. I am rooting for Shedeur Sanders. At the end of the day, the upside there beyond football and the excitement that he could bring not only to the franchise, the organization, but the city, if he can be and again, I'm asking for something that I think is a long way off, but if he can jump off the page and be an upper echelon top 10 NFL quarterback at some point, I don't see that happening this year. I just don't see it.
Can I add this part of that in too?
Sure.
What he's doing in the community is freaking awesome. And yeah. Good for him.
He's jumped right
and
in.
I want him to succeed, and I want him to do well because of the kind of person that he has been out there, and what he's done in Cleveland Heights and everywhere else that has needed help is fantastic.
Now take your foot off the gas.
Tropical Storm said to me the other day, hey, I heard Shedeur's at a fast food place down this, probably about 15 minutes away from our house a couple days ago. And he was like, let's go. And I was like,
buying burgers for everybody?
I'm like, I'll see him at camp, man. I'm good. I'm good if he's hanging out there. We'll see what he looks like at camp.
Andy, can I?
I got to be honest.
If he's the starter and everything else, and he ends up being the guy, it would give him a little more buzz just because of the hype he had coming in. Seriously, do we really need hype? We need wins. We need good quarterback play. Though Shedeur would add a little extra on top.
Jeff, 1980, I don't 1970, 1980. Andy Baskin agrees with you 1,000% over. I agree with you. That's what I want. I want, you know, I need someone who hands the ball back to the referee. That's what 1970s, 1980s Andy Baskin wants. We don't live in that time anymore. There's more to it than just, you know, there's style points to life, and Sanders has those style points.
Nobody
that maybe
told
the
us.
Other guys don't. No, we don't. Look at us. Look what we're wearing. I think, is that a Monsanto you're wearing there? What is that? Is it a penguin? I don't even know. Mine's got a rip in it somewhere. I can't figure it out. My wife's like, what are you wearing?
Probably under golf. Your arm.
I just, there's something a little bit more to it that could bring a little bit more energy, a little bit more excitement, a little bit more marketing, a little bit more, hey, look at this. And let's not forget all this is going on as the team starts moving towards a dome too. So I am rooting for Sanders because I kind of want to see what that world looks like. I'm scared to death of it, but it could be awesome. It could be a lot of fun. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.